Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Denise Koslovsky. She is a principal with Advocate Brokerage, which is a full-service insurance company in beautiful downtown Scarsdale, right?
That's correct.
Scarsdale, New York. Denise is a second-generation member of this family-owned business, right?
Correct, I am.
And so there are four family members working in the business. How's that working out? I mean, tell us the truth. We need the unvarnished truth here, Denise. How does it work being a family-owned business where everybody shows up, the same people around the Thanksgiving Day dinner table show up for work every morning, all there with all the baggage? How's that working out?
Well, it's not easy, but it's working out great. The secret in our case is having different departments on different floors. We work together as a unit, but I don't work hand in hand with my brother per se.
Right.
And we run different divisions of the company.
I see. And how's it working out? But now who's in charge? Is your mother still in charge? Her mother, Rosalind, founded the company, folks, 45 years ago. She's still active in the business. Does she still run the company, or who runs it?
Glenn and I have taken over the day-to-day running of the company mostly.
Right.
They've pretty much passed the torch. But
good
my mother,
for them. My mother
is going nowhere.
Right. Yeah, she's not going to let you get very far out of sight. And I don't blame her for that. That's smart. I mean, most entrepreneurs have a hard time exiting.
Right.
And
that's what she does. She doesn't want
to
stop.
Sounds like she's got the best of both worlds, though. Sounds like you guys are doing something right, meaning that she's still involved, but you guys don't resent her being involved.
Correct.
I've seen that happen before.
Her being involved is wonderful for us.
Yeah.
Because she is the world's best saleswoman. and if she wants to keep selling, then there's no reason for her not to.
That's right. I'd keep a kit bag in her hand and her gas tank filled up all the time. Absolutely. So the passing of the torch, though, when she transitioned out, was that a little dicey?
It's taken a long time. You know, it's
how long?
Hard.
A year, 5 years, 10 years? How long has it taken her to actually get comfortable with not being there every day?
They've been in Florida during the winters probably for the last 6 years.
Okay.
So it's mostly in the last 6 years.
Yeah.
But if you ask me, honestly, it's taken 15 years. It's okay.
But I think that's important to recognize that it's happened. It was successful, but one of the ways it was successful is nobody pushed anybody. It sounds like
right, and we even brought in experts to help us with the transition.
Good for
plan.
You, very smart.
I think that's important.
What did the experts tell you?
I mean, they gave us an actual organizational chart. That's such a silly thing, but an organizational chart, putting everything in writing, who does what. In family businesses, we didn't always know who did what.
Mm-hmm.
We just all did everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was important to know who does what, who's in charge of who. We have a lot of employees.
Right, and it also gave everybody a specific job, so that you guys quit bumping into each other, and as mom and dad vacated certain responsibilities, then they knew that that was being given to somebody else, not just being left alone.
Correct. We don't want to leave anything to chance.
Right. So everything got organized. That makes a lot of sense. So what would have happened had you not brought in the experts? How do you think things would have gone?
I think there would have been a lot of gray areas that just can't be. So we went without the expert, we wouldn't have gone into a more of a corporate environment. We have transitioned from a mom and pop business to a corporation with family values. So that wouldn't have happened without without experts behind us.
And of course, all that needed to be done in a way that was seamless to customers from a service standpoint, right? Which is no mean feat, too, right?
Absolutely, we don't want to disrupt our clients, or they're so dedicated to us because they know that we treat our staff like family and our clients like family. So that family piece is very important to our success.
So is there going to be a third generation of in the business, you think?
I don't know.
That's a rare thing, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. My brother has three girls, and I have two boys.
Yeah.
You know, if you asked me today, I would say, well, I'm sure one of my children is not going into the business.
Right. But what would they have said about you 24, 3 or 4 years ago?
Well, I said that about me. My parents didn't.
Oh, they never gave up on you, did they?
Oh, they knew I was coming into the business.
Mother.
It was actually a requirement.
Mother knows best. Well, we'll see. We want you to come back and keep us posted on how this is going. Congratulations on the great success of your family-owned business. Give us the website quickly one more time.
It's www.advocatebrokerage.com.
So check that out, folks. Thanks, Denise. Congratulations, and give my best to your parents.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.